I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Resurrection Sunday will be a more subdued affair this year in parts of Egypt. In the wake of deadly twin bombings last Sunday in the north, churches in the southern city of Minya won't be holding Easter services. Middle East Concerns' Miles Windsor says,
ISIS essentially announced itself in Egypt, saying that they had a specific war to wage against the worshippers of the cross.
In other parts of Egypt, though, church bells will be ringing triumphantly.
Pray for them that they would endure, that they would be able to continue to worship freely in Egypt, that they wouldn't be cowed by these attacks, that they would find confidence in their faith and in God as well, and that they would find peace in their relationship with God.
And this Easter Sunday may be the only time that some people set foot into a church all year. We shared a few days ago about Deaf Bible Society's new online tool, Deaf Churchware, that allows users to find nearby deaf-accessible churches in the U.S. But did you know that 98% of deaf people are unreached with the gospel? That's why the ministry is encouraging you to invite a deaf neighbor to a deaf Easter service this Sunday. You can find a service online at deafchurchware.com. Deaf Bible Society's Jason Sewer, speaking through a translator, also asks,
please pray for our staff, that we would have wisdom to reach people of our deaf community. Pray that we would know how best to bridge the hearing and deaf worlds. Also, pray for churches, that pastors and leaders would open their doors and minds to be ready and willing to facilitate ministry to and for the deaf.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So what if you could share the gospel just by cooking a meal? Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a cookbook that helps you do just that, because each recipe has a woman's faith story with it. Get yours free when you click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.